So it's a multi-step process, I think, for a lot of families. One of the key things is understanding that there's an issue going on and not simply chalking it up to a rite of passage of being a teen. And so one of the things we always advise people, interact with your child as much as possible. The days of jumping on the phone and hiding in your room for 5 or 6 hours as you game or engage in social media is a non-starter in this day and age. Interact with your kid. If necessary, keep notes about changes in their behavior, changes in their friends, changes in their moods. You know, do things seem different? One of the best pieces of advice, which is not rocket science, that I give to all parents, trust your gut. If you think something's wrong, it probably is. And it may not be drugs and alcohol, it might be depression, but trust your gut. The second piece of advice I give them is exactly what we were told after 9/11. If you see something, say something, and have a conversation with your child. Engage them in a discussion about how they're feeling, what's going on in school, what's happening with their grades, what's happening with their friends. That conversation shouldn't occur when a problem appears. It should be an ongoing dialogue. For those kids that identify anxiety, even if it's low level, or depression, or substance use, that's the time to begin to rally the troops. And that sometimes means a formal referral to an outside organization or a community-based agency or somebody within the town. But it also means contacting the school. Very often families will say, I don't want to involve the school. Well, that's your kid's support team. If you leave the school out of the equation, you've cut off half of their support. So that's the time for a conversation with a trusted educator, a guidance counselor, a sports coach, and then a discussion about if the needs can't be met by school personnel, meaning social workers or psychologists, then we move to some of the outside organizations that provide screening, assessment, and referrals to treatment, can do a complete assessment of that kid, which includes a mental health assessment and a substance abuse assessment, and then make a recommendation for care. Then it's the follow-up. I think one of the things, you know, this is like any other illness. If you wait until the symptoms are very, very visible, you've missed an opportunity to treat it early on. And this is one of those things that's progressive in nature. The sooner you get to it, the sooner you tackle it, the sooner you have the conversation and get that young person engaged in treatment, the better off they're going to do.